I'm Jorge Salazar with the Texas Advanced Computing Center. Today on the podcast, we're joined by Fleming Krim, Chief Operating Officer for the National Science Foundation. Dr. Krim is also a distinguished chemist and professor emeritus at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Krim visited Austin to give opening remarks for the dedication of the Frontera supercomputer, the top academic supercomputer in the world, made possible with funding from the National Science Foundation. Krim spoke of the value of having the best computational tools in the hands of scientists, pushing the boundaries of fundamental research. Dr. Krim, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
So the NSF for decades now has made large investments in cyber infrastructure. That is the online ecosystem shared by researchers and backed up by advanced computing resources and hosted in data centers and supported by experts. Would you speak to how supercomputing resources stimulate good ideas in fundamental research?
There are really two parts to how that works. There's a set of sophisticated users who flock to any new resource and will be able to think about doing things that they never could do before. These people will actually end up pushing back the frontiers, but in an area where they knew they simply needed more capacity. For example, they would say, if we only had this capability, I could calculate this thing, I could do this computation, I could analyze this data set. On the other hand, there are the, I guess I will call them naive users for the lack of a better word, but certainly not the sophisticated experts. And they are going to profit and new ideas are going to come about because something like Frontera will allow them to do things they could never do before, not solely because of its capabilities, but because of the access it will provide. In particular, new software. Frontera is looking to do a lot of outreach with the idea of bringing users who can profit from sophisticated computation in. So this is going to push back the frontiers, not only in the areas you automatically think of with high-powered computation, but also in areas where computation is ready to make a difference, but it's the users aren't quite sophisticated enough yet.
TAC today dedicated its new Frontera system with funding awarded by the National Science Foundation. What are some ways that you see Frontera, some of the uses that scientists will get out of it, and also some of the benefits that non-scientists might see?
I just commented of the way that various kinds of scientists of different levels of experience with computation are going to profit from this. But there's actually sort of a meta response to that question about how is this going to help everyone? And so I'm going to back up and comment on NSF's mission. NSF's mission is to support fundamental research broadly across all disciplines. Now, that has tremendous consequences for everybody. First of all, the obvious consequence of something like Frontera is that people who want to do sophisticated computations can now do them in a way they could never do them before and think about addressing problems they could never address. But in fact, that benefits everyone in the nation because fundamental science is what transforms our future. At the NSF, we think about how fundamental science pushes back the frontiers in order for us to be competitive internationally, to drive our economy to new heights, and to promote our national security. So those three things, promoting national security, economic competitiveness, and being a world leader, are the things that motivate us. Fundamental research makes that happen. The fundamental research that we fund at NSF doesn't just benefit people who are doing things like observing gravitational waves or neutrinos or trying to figure out dark matter and dark energy. It benefits the citizen on the street. Let me mention a couple of examples. General relativity is not something that Einstein did so I could get to Starbucks. But the fact is, there's general relativity built into your GPS. Without a correction for general relativity, your iPhone would not know where you are. There are many other examples. Google began as a project of the digital library, a project that we were funding at Stanford and many other places. And a student and a postdoc went on to create Google out of that. there's a whole host of examples. There are some things that have been in the news lately, like detecting gravitational waves, the merger of black holes, the merger of neutron stars. Those are big ideas. Those are really inspiring ideas. And that's one of the things that benefits us as a nation, is just to do something inspirational. But to do things like make LIGO work, new laser technology, new materials, the quest for that understanding drives many advances. I'm going to mention one more example. There were people studying phosphorescence in jellyfish just because they wanted to know why jellyfish glowed. They, in fact, discovered something called the green fluorescent protein. Green fluorescent protein is at the heart of most research in biology and is leading to new therapies and new medicine. Now, that was a piece of curiosity-driven research, purely wanting to understand why the jellyfish glowed, that led to that transformative result for society. So, back to your original question. Frontera helps that science to happen, and that science has real consequences for us as a nation.
It's almost like you never know how it might end up being used, but you can almost count on that someone will figure something out to do with it, that knowledge.
Eric Lander, who leads the Broad Institute at MIT, gave a marvelous talk in 2015 at the Mathematics Festival, and it was called The Miracle Machine. And he made just the argument that you just made. He talks about all these examples. I've mentioned a couple of them. He has a long set of examples. And he points out that again and again, fundamental research has been a miracle machine. It's produced the kind of things I was just talking about. Not because we set out to produce that thing, but because we set out to understand how the world works and there were powerful consequences to it. Let me mention one other example I really like. Number theory was at one time considered one of the most esoteric aspects of mathematics. In fact, number theory is at the heart of public key, private key cryptography. All of our secure internet transactions rest on what was once an esoteric, obscure part of mathematics.
I'm down to my last question. Before I ask you my wrapping up question, is there anything that I didn't ask you that I should have asked you?
You didn't ask me, why are we spending this money on Frontera? And I think the things we've just talked about answer that question. You need certain kinds of facilities, certain technology to push back the frontiers of science and engineering. And pushing back those frontiers transforms our society. So the reason that we are spending the taxpayers' dollars to support fundamental research is it's going to transform the future.
Well, thank you for speaking with us today. My last question, what's the most important thing that you want the public to know about the Frontera supercomputing system?
Okay, there's a second most important thing I want them to know, and that is fundamental research transforms the future, what I've just said several times. But the most important thing I want them to know is that Frontera is the beginning, not the end. It's the start of something. Already, Frontera and the people here are looking toward creating an even more powerful machine. Every powerful new apparatus we create, be it a computer or a telescope or a gravitational wave observatory, opens the door to more powerful things. We learn new things, and those are the things that we go forward with. So this is opening the future. The one thing I want people to know is that you should think of this powerful new machine as a beginning.
You've been listening to Fleming Krim, Chief Operating Officer of the National Science Foundation. For the Texas Advanced Computing Center, I'm Jorge Salazar.